The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us. This is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. I think I say this every week, but we've got a great show planned for you. We're going to go over our typical guide to the markets. We're going to talk about, what's going on, what you should be paying attention to for the investing nuts out there, kind of go over the particulars of what's happening and why. I think it's important, as we talk to all of our clients, we want them to understand what's going on, so they've got a good idea of what we're doing and why we're doing it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the dirtiest word in investing. That's going to be one of our segments. We've had that on quite a few times. And then we're going to do this for the first time. We're going to take a segment and we're going to dedicate it to the biggest risks in the market. Never the Chicken Little approach, never, freak out, the sky's falling. But, it's important with everything we do, regardless of what business you're in, to understand and analyze the risks that you're approaching. After all, this is Know Your Risk Radio, right? The biggest thing of investing is that I think gets overlooked is risk management. We talk about it all the time. It's the mantra the firm's built on, Bulwark Capital, protecting your investments, right? So, growth is an essential part of investing, but we got to know the risks. We've got to understand them. And we want our clients to as well. And if we can educate you a little bit on it, even if you don't become clients, we want you to be educated and we want you to be better off. Everybody wins. And then we're going to talk about another segment because this, for a lot of smart investors, and I got to tell you, the KTTH listeners, I'm not shining you on. I'm always pleasantly surprised and shocked at the level of knowledge that the average KTTH listener that calls in, whether they do a risk review or whether they become a client and schedule a meeting. But the one thing that we want to talk about that I think is the most common is the need to be long in this market. And that's going to be the final segment we discuss. And that doesn't mean, long and strong. It doesn't mean that, you need to be betting everything on the S&P continuing this crazy run. But there is risk to the upside. I was actually having a conversation with Dory. For those of you who don't know, Dory's endorses our firm, and he's also a client, Dory Monson, that is. And we were having a discussion about this yesterday, how risk works both ways. And I think one of the most common misperceptions out there that I run into with investors and listeners to the show is that, the real understanding of risk and realizing that there is risk both to the downside, both to the upside, and that we as investors typically focus on the downside risk. So we're going to talk about risk and we're going to talk about how that relates to the need to be long in this environment and why. So I'd encourage you to stay around for that segment. I'm excited to talk about that segment. And like I said, it's something I've been thinking about for a long time because I've run into that with a lot of clients, a lot of investors. So anyway, let's get started. Let's go get on to what's going on in the markets. First of all, for those of you who listen to the show before, you know that we don't have a lot of conjecture. We just talk about facts. We want you to know the facts of what's going on. The narrative out there in the investment world that I think is good for the most part, but it leaves a lot. It leaves wanting, right? There's big gaps in it, which is just spread your stuff out and diversify and stay in the markets no matter what happens, right? Well, there's an element of that's true, right? The truth always lies somewhere in the middle. But in order to take that approach, you need to be a ways away from retirement. As we get closer to retirement, we need to be a little bit more what we call tactical. And to be tactical, we need to understand what we're up against. We need to understand the fundamentals that are happening in the markets, and we need to invest in accordingly. Because I think that this is a common sense thing that gets missed by a lot of people in the investment community, a lot of quote-unquote financial advisors. And they're, you know, going back to, you know, what we learned in Bible school, there's a time for everything. And that pertains to investing as well, right? Like Sunday school taught us, there's a time for everything. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. In the investment world, there's a time to be aggressive and there's a time to be defensive. And defensive does not mean pulling your money out and sticking it under the mattress. Defensive just means shoring up the things you can control, right? Making sure that your expenses, making sure you're not paying too many fees. The less we pay in fees, the more automatically we're going to have at the end of retirement. Just basic math, right? So analyzing that, am I paying too much, right? And then analyzing risks, meaning that does my portfolio reflect my goals? Do I need to have 70% of my stocks, exposure to stocks right now? Or is the number more like 50? And so to understand these things, we need to understand what's going on in the market. So getting back to the market update, where we're at right now is we're sort of in an unprecedented place. Not sort of, it's very unprecedented. Valuations now, according to the Warren Buffett measurement, which is Warren Buffett, and he spoke about this at great length after the crash in 1999. And he said that his favorite metric for looking at valuations is to look at GDP, or the entire size of a country's economy, and measure that against the total value of the stock market. And we call that measurement GNP versus market capitalization. That measurement has never been higher. Okay? So now, again, this is why you need to stay for the rest of the show. That does not mean take your money and run and stick it under your mattress. But it's important to know we are in one of the richest markets in history in terms of the valuations. People are paying more for stocks than they've ever paid. Okay, it's not typically a good thing, but again, not to induce panic. We are at close to record low interest rates. And yet the economy is still stagnant. Do not buy the Trump, this is nothing against Donald Trump. This is not a political statement whatsoever. But what we're hearing and in the news and what we see reflected in the marketplaces, the economy has not responded. And it doesn't mean it's tanking, doesn't mean it's going, but we've seen a shoot up in confidence, a shoot up in asset prices, a shoot up in the stock market, and the underlying economic activity has not picked up. Okay, there's several different ways we can illustrate that. Basically, wherever you look, things are about the same, except prices have just gone through the roof. So these are very important things to be aware of. These are very important things that we want to build into retirement. And the closer we get to retirement, the more and more we need to pay attention to risks because they impact us more. So as far as probably one of the biggest questions I get is about individual situations. Are there a lot of risks out there? Yes. We're going to try to just focus on the markets because the risks may come, they may not come. So the two biggest things we need to know about what's going in the market right now are valuations. Never been higher. Interest rates still near record lows, and corporate debt just surpassed the 2008 highs. Okay, so we all know the story about government debt, but now corporate debt's there too. So that's the basic setup. That's the basic guide to what's currently happening in the markets. So we're going to move on. We're going to address all the things that we've got the dirtiest word in investing. Then we're going to hit up the biggest risks in the market, and then we're going to address the need to be long. Probably not going to be everybody's favorite segment, but you need to hear it. So thanks for sticking with us. We got a new thing that you can do. You can call in 1-866-779-RISK, and you can schedule your risk review where over the phone we just compare how you're currently invested versus how we'd have you invested. But we're also putting out something we call the Guide to the Markets and what's really happening in the economy and how to invest accordingly. In there, it's all fact-based. Like we talked about earlier, we don't like to talk about conjecture, but we want to arm you with the facts. So we've got several different economic charts that illustrate the points that we've got and show you exactly what we're talking about when we say the market's expensive. We show you exactly what's happening in the underlying economy and then how to invest accordingly. So if you'd like that, give us a call. We'll get you a copy of that for free. It's complimentary, no strings attached. And you can always go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, and register for the investment seminar we've got coming up with Dory Monson and Steve Teitler of Best Mortgage. which is going to be on the 29th of this month at 9:30 in Bellevue. Go to knowyourriskradio.com and you can sign up for that. And we got to get rolling, but we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us, and you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk, and there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there, and there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing, and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
At this workshop, you're going to see what my wife and I have learned as clients of Bulwark Capital. Learn the advantages of all these tools you should be thinking about. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and the truth. Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for sticking with us. We're going to hop right into it here. We're going to talk about the dirtiest word in investing. And later on in the show, I think it's actually the last segment, we're going to have Dory, interview that we did with Dory, where he talks about why he became a client at Bulwark Capital Management. And Mr. Monson will explain, you know, his thoughts on one of the things we talk about the most. And funny enough, Dory became a client due to the dirtiest word in investing segment. He heard me talking about this at a seminar, and we talked afterwards, and we ended up meeting, and he ended up doing a risk review. And then we ended up getting his endorsement, and so now we're working with him on a regular basis. But I think that this is one of the most important aspects of people's portfolios right now, and the dirtiest word in investing. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the word is yet. You're going to have to hang with me for a little bit longer. But if you listen to KTTH, or you listen to talk radio, or you'll see ads on TV, and you hear people talking about products that go up with the market. I heard one guy talking about 14% gains. You can make 14%. okay, that does not exist. But you hear these guys talking about you can go up with the stock market. If the market goes up, you go up with it. But if the market crashes, you don't lose a dime. Sounds too good to be true. Well, it's not. Now, if the market's up 30%, you're not going to be up 30%, but you can get 50 to 60% of that. And here's the kicker. Most of the times, you can get that with no annual fee. And it's a product that nobody's using, or very few people are using. And it's a product that people don't want to say what the word is. They don't want to tell you what it is. They call it a program. We've got a program that goes up with the market but doesn't go down, and you got to call and you got to get the free handout, blah, blah. We're not going to do that. We don't do that. It might be a better marketing ploy, but you know, that's not the way we do business. We're just going to come out and tell you what it is. So the dirtiest word in investing is annuity, and I hate the word. people are like, well, what are you talking about it for? I hate the word because I've never liked annuities, and I've never liked annuities because annuity is where you give money to an insurance company, typically because you're nervous, or you know, you don't want to take any market risk, and the insurance company gives you a steady flow of payments for your lifetime, right? But your money isn't allowed to grow. And the reason we never liked annuities was because, especially when interest rates were higher, maybe you got an annuity that was paying you 5, 6, 7%. Well, if you could make that same amount of money, 5, 6% in U.S. government bonds, why would you lock your money up into an annuity, especially for life? So we've always looked at annuities sideways. Never liked them. I mean, everything's got its place, but for the most part, most investors would be much better without them. However, a new product came out a few years back called a fixed indexed annuity. Now, I'm not really sure why it's called an annuity other than the fact that it's a guaranteed product that guarantees you against loss, but it has nothing to do with guaranteed lifetime payments. Really what it is it's an insured growth account. and the growth in the account is determined by the growth in the stock market. For instance, since 2012, end of 2012, beginning of 2013 is when we first started advocating these products for our clients, not for the whole portfolio. Okay, we still want exposure to stocks. We need to be diversified. But this is one of the greatest ways that we can limit clients' risk. And what we started doing, and if you've heard the radio show before, you've probably heard me talk about it, interest rates were at zero. So our bonds were paying our clients next to nothing. And on top of that, the bonds themselves were at record high valuations, and they're still close to record high valuations. And so we said, okay, we need to find a bond alternative. And the reason for that is interest rates are starting to go up. Most investors do not pay attention to the fact that when rates go up, your bonds will go down in value. And it hurts. Since Donald Trump was elected president, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, the 10-year U.S. government bond, the interest rate on that bond has gone up about 80 basis points or 0.8%. Okay? That has made the value of that 10-year bond, just that little bit of an interest rate move, has made the value of that bond, I want to say, down about 18%. Could be as high as 20, but 18% in 6 months. And you're losing 18% of the face value of this bond when it's only paying you 2.2%. So what in the world do we own an investment asset that has the potential of losing 18 or 20% and is only paying us 2%, right? We want to flip those. We want something that's making us 18 or 20% and can only lose us 2%. So that's what's made these fixed indexed annuities so great. They're guaranteed against loss and they have no annual fee. If the market goes up, you go up with them. And typically when interest rates are rising, the markets go up with them. You've seen that in the last 6 months. So by moving your bond money over into one of these annuities, and remember that we don't know why they're called an annuity. It's a growth account. It doesn't lock up your money. The insurance company doesn't keep your money. You maintain ownership of your money, okay? It's an investment, just like anything else. It just happens to be guaranteed against loss and has no annual fee. And if the market continues to rise, like you've seen in the last 6 months, the annuities rise. When the market drops, the annuity levels. It just stays exactly where it is. Say the market goes down 50 or 60%. 1 year, and then the next year it bumps back up 20, 25, 30%. You pick right up with that 25 to 30%. You start going up again. And interestingly enough, there's several of these products that in the last 10 years, because they didn't participate in the downswings of the market, they actually beat the stock market heads up. So you had a no cost, no risk investment that's guaranteed and insured not to lose money, and it actually outperformed the stock market straight up. And we think these are a valuable thing. This is what Dory's going to come on. We've added that product to Dory's portfolio. He's a huge advocate of the products because he understands the way they work. And they've got a place in almost everybody's portfolio. Now, it depends on who you are and how much money you've got and what you're trying to do. But give us a call. Call 1-866-779-RISK. And we'll do a free risk review and we'll give you more information about the products. Just simple educational phone call. You can also go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com and you can sign up for the seminar, the investment workshop we've got coming on at the end of this month on the 29th with Dory Monson and in Bellevue, where we're going to talk about these products and talk about how to invest the rest of the money in your portfolio and diversification and all those other things. But give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Or go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, and schedule an appointment. Schedule a time to sit on the phone for 15 minutes, and we'll tell you all about the product. So anyway, we got to get running and take a break, but thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them, and most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
At this workshop, you're going to see what my wife and I have learned as clients of Bulwark Capital. Learn the advantages of all these tools you should be thinking about. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and the truth. Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Thanks for joining us and welcome back to the show. This is Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. And we've got a special guest here, a man that I've come to refer fondly to as the voice of Seattle, Mr. Dory Monson. Dory, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zach.
We wanted to have you. You know, I think a lot of the listeners on air, at least, have heard about you joining the firm as a client now and also sponsoring us, and we appreciate that. And just want to take some time to go over. I thought it'd be interesting if people could hear, you know, what made you choose us and, you know, what you're excited about. And, you know, something that you focused on that, honestly, we hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about was the convenience aspect of things.
Yeah, you guys made it really easy. So, and the reason I came aboard is because I do see what's going on with market valuations. I think the market is at really, really high levels, and that makes me nervous as I get closer to retirement because, you know, if there was a 40, 50, 60% correction, that really hurts. I mean, You can bounce through that if you're 25 years away from retirement. But if you're getting close to retirement, that could just be a crushing blow. So I just love talking with you. You know, we talked by phone. You and I talked at my home. You came to my home, which I know you do for all of your new clients, if that's what they want. And so you talked to me about reducing my risk, getting great results. But also, you do. You make it really easy. And we enjoyed talking at my house, but I know you can do it by video with your prospective clients. You just have a lot of great ways to make it easy for them to switch over to you guys.
Yeah, and you and I have spent a lot of time talking about this. The industry has fundamentally changed, and we started realizing that when I was still at some of the big firms. You know, I started my career off with AG Edwards and Wells Fargo Advisors, and what we started to notice is we had these big, expensive offices that nobody wanted to come to. Nobody wanted to fight traffic after work. Nobody wanted to miss the kids' T-ball game to come talk to their financial advisor, which always kind of makes me a little bit sad, but that's okay.
Maybe if you started playing T-ball, well, come and watch you do that.
Yeah, well, I was, but then they caught the whole age thing. The gray hair gave me away. But yeah, you know, so we decided to have a different, when we started Bulwark, we wanted to do it on a different, you know, a different design. And we have small offices in Gig Harbor and Silverdale, but most people from Seattle aren't going to drive to Silverdale or Gig Harbor after work. But the whole idea was to have more of a mobile platform, meaning that we can come to the clients. We can make it easier for you. We can do our quarterly or annual reviews at your home or your office. We can do it, like you said, on video chat, which increasingly more clients are choosing to do. We're also one of the very few firms around here that has DocuSign. So you don't have to worry about getting your stamps and sending stuff back and scanning it and all that kind of stuff. We can literally put together an entire portfolio, move all of your stuff, consolidate it, get it situated the way that we've decided with you that is, you know, the best for you without you leaving your couch.
Well, and the thing I love about the portfolio is, you know, you explained it to me, and what attracted me to you guys and Bulwark was you're not just chasing fads. You have just a solid plan for people to lower their risk, which, again, crucial for me, and I think it should be crucial to everybody in these times, to lower risk while still getting great returns. And once you explained to me how you were going to do that for my family, it made the decision really easy.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that. And as it relates to chasing fads, you and I, again, have talked about this at great length. I don't think people, especially not the financial industry, has paid attention to the way things have changed. Whenever we sit in front of clients and I tell them, hey, do you think you would have made more money over the last 19 years being invested in stocks or bonds? You know, what do you think most clients tell me?
Probably stocks.
Right. Do you realize over the last 19 years, now 19 years is a pretty big sample set, right? We're not talking 3 years.
Yeah.
You would have made more money in general investing in bonds. And the only reason for that is because of the crashes.
Mm-hmm.
that nobody pays attention to what that downside does to you. So, you know, we've gone and we've showed you and, you know, we've proved this analytically that if you can limit the damage on the downside during these, you know, big, nasty downturns, that that can be one of the greatest advantages you have to building wealth toward retirement. You lose less, you make more, right? It's penny saved, penny earned. And so that's the approach we've taken, is saying, hey, how can we limit risk without limiting upside? And at the same time, if possible, can we reduce cost? Again, same principle, penny saved, penny earned. One of the easiest ways to increase the cost or effectiveness or performance of your investments is to limit the cost.
Yeah, right? And I love how efficient you guys are. And I know that this is kind of a tough message when the market's been roaring the last few months. But, you know, and you and I have talked about the Warren Buffett principle, where, you know, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. And right now, I think people are greedy, and that's why. But I'm a contrarian by nature. Right. I think when everybody else is greedy and chasing, you know, this phantom valuation, that's when we need to be the most cautious. And yet you're still giving me a lot of upside market potential with what you've put together for me.
Well, and I think that's the key, right? Because we don't want to time markets. Nobody knows where they're going. But when we see markets that are at all-time highs and all-time high valuations that only can be compared to, you know, the height of the tech boom in 99 and, God forbid, the height of the roaring 20s in 1929, when you see those dynamics in play, you sit there and go, you know, how is it that we can position our clients so if things keep going and it's all great and, you know, everything's awesome, that they can continue to make money, right? We're not advocating pulling out of the market and sticking it under a mattress. What we're saying is, hey, height of the market, how can we reduce risk, reduce cost, but still participate if the market keeps going up?
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty easy. They're just, you know, people get stuck in a rut, and the financial industry is the exact same way. There's very easy ways to do this, very cost-effective ways to do this. So it is possible to reduce your risk, reduce the costs you're paying for your investments, and increase your upside. It's possible. You've seen the proof.
Yep.
You've signed up for it. And, you know, I really want to get that message out to clients. If this thing turns, if it goes down, you know, don't be standing there holding the bag. You know, button down the hatches, make sure everything's in order, and don't take any more risks than you have to.
And look, I'm an example where I had just done the same thing for about 20 years, but Zach showed me how easy it is to switch some of my stuff over to him. I love how efficient you guys are with fees. I love your strategy, especially in these times. So I'm living proof that, you know, I think everybody listening should give you a call.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, and I don't think they would either. I appreciate the confidence, and you know, one of the things that we discussed, as a matter of fact, the first time we were together at that financial seminar, you know, and people always want to ask me, you know, is this a gimmick or, you know, what? No, and here's a quick illustration. Now, we do this. I think it's important for everybody to know that we manage all aspects of financial portfolios, so stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, the whole shoot and match, but One of the easiest things that we've done over the last 3 years that has improved our clients' returns, has lowered their costs, and has improved their exposure to risk, so they're exposed to less downside, is looking at the interest rate situation, right? Most clients, either because they haven't, you know, they don't do this for a living, or their financial advisors haven't told them, or maybe their financial advisors don't know, is the whole bond aspect. Everybody's focused so myopically on the stock side of things, but the bond side of things, right? When we've been taught, if we're thinking there's more risk, or if we want to get more safe in our investments, we go more into bonds, right? Well, most people don't understand that bonds aren't like stocks. They can't go up forever, right? Theoretically, stocks can.
Yeah.
They can go to the moon. Bonds are impacted by interest rates, almost solely impacted by interest rates. And that's been the beauty of the last 35 years. You know, we had those crazy interest rates in the 80s. They've been dropping for 35 straight years. That's why bonds have outperformed stocks over the last 19 years. They've been a great, safe investment. But interest rates have hit what level?
Zippo.
Right.
Zero.
Right. It's math. It's just math. There's no room left. We're out of runway. Now, I'm not trying to predict the crash in bonds. But basically, if you look at bonds right now, you're paying a record price for them. Prices of bonds have never been higher. And you're also receiving a record low amount of interest off those bonds. So it's like somebody saying to you, hey, I want you to buy this from me at record prices. And as a kicker to you, I'll pay you less income off that investment than you've ever received.
Well, look, I've enjoyed learning as much as I have in our conversations, and appreciate you having me on the podcast again, Zach.
We got to get rolling, but we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us, and you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing, and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
At this workshop, you're going to see what my wife and I have learned as clients of Bulwark Capital. Learn the advantages of all these tools you should be thinking about. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and the truth. Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. And I don't want to waste any time on this segment. This is my favorite segment. We do not sell products, contrary to what a lot of people think. We get a lot of phone calls. People are like, oh, you guys are just pushing the, I don't know if you heard the last segment, the dirtiest word in investing. You're trying to sell annuities. No. It's a diversification tool, and the reason we use it is because it costs less, it makes more money, and it has less downside risk than bonds. And I think bonds are the thing that everybody's overlooking in this marketplace, right? But we're going to get right into this segment, and we're going to talk about the biggest risks in the market. And and one other thing I want to address. A lot of other topics keep coming up, and clients ask about the structure of Bulwark, and they want to know, you know, how does this work, and what are you doing with our money? And I think we need to have a quick talk about what being a registered investment advisor means, okay? We are not a brokerage firm. We do not hold your money. We do not control your money. As a registered investment advisor, that's what we are. Now, we use TD Ameritrade as a platform for our clients, you know, with the clients that have, you know, mutual funds and IRA accounts and stocks with us. We use TD Ameritrade. And the way that it works, being a registered investment advisor, it's not like a brokerage firm, meaning that we don't control your money. You don't send the money to us. You set up an account at TD Ameritrade, and you give us authorization to trade in your account. And that's the only authorization we have. It's your account at TD Ameritrade. And we're like your advisor that's attached. We're like a sidecar to you, right? And you pay us a small fee per year. If you go the stock mutual fund way, you know, an investment account. And we love that setup. It keeps things simple. It puts us on the same side as the client. Our only incentive is to grow your money because we get paid a flat percentage rate. So if we want to make more, we got to grow your money. And we also don't have the client sitting there worried about, you know, am I sending my money to this firm and do they have control over it? Nope, you've got control over it. It's an account in your name at TD Ameritrade. We're just the advisor on the account. That's how being a registered investment advisor works. So I'm going to get back to this. I've gotten a lot of phone calls. How does that work? And you guys are controlling the money? No, it's an account at TD Ameritrade, just like if you got on TD Ameritrade right now and opened your own account. You're just adding us as a sidecar to the account to look over it and watch over it and assist you in reaching your retirement goals. So it's a format that I love. It keeps everything where it needs to be, and it keeps us on the same side of the table. And I also don't want control over the money. I just like helping to manage my clients' money, and that's it. I don't want to deal with the nuts and bolts of it. So for those of you that don't know, that's how a registered investment advisor works. It's a much simpler setup than a brokerage firm like all the firms I've worked at in the past. So anyway, let's get into the biggest risks in the market. We talked about valuation a little bit earlier, and I think it's important to know that regardless of what anybody says, valuations are at record highs. On several different metrics, markets are now more expensive than they were in 1999. And on most metrics you look at, markets are more expensive than they were in 1929. Now, The thing that frustrates me is you've got two camps on Wall Street. You've got the camp on Wall Street that's what we call the Uber bull, right? They're permanently bullish. They tell you not to look at valuations and things are going up to infinity and it's going to be great and blah, blah, blah. On the flip side of that, you've got the bulls. The bears. The world's going to end tomorrow. Get your money out of the market. Hide it under the mattress. Let's add a little bit of levity into this conversation, okay? The truth lies somewhere in the middle. Are valuations at record highs? Yes. Is corporate debt at record highs? Yes. Is U.S. government debt at record highs? Yes. Is the economy growing in a robust, strong way? Absolutely not. It's doing about 1.8% a year. Historical average for the United States, about 3.5%. Is that concerning that the economy has been in such a slump, debt is at such record highs, and the markets are at record high valuations? Yes, it's concerning. But here's where the bears leave something out. The market's not here just based off enthusiasm and euphoria. The market's one of the biggest reasons the market's here is because interest rates are at zero. We've never had in the history of mankind, going back 5,000 years through recordable history, we've never had interest rates this low. And when you think about it, it makes sense that it would push stocks higher. Now, here's where I break from the bulls. Should it push stocks this high? No, valuations are ridiculous. But does that mean there's an impending blow up right around the corner? Not necessarily. Could there be? Yeah, there could be. And historically, when we've gotten to these types of valuations, and even more importantly than valuations, the debt levels, when you get this high a debt level, right, typically, you know, these things go in cycles. So typically you're about ready to roll over. It doesn't mean the world's coming to an end, but you're going to go through a down period until some of that debt gets paid off. Some people have to declare bankruptcy and restructure their balance sheets. And we call that a period of clearing or clearing the channels, right? The channels haven't been cleared in about 10 years, you know, because most of the channels, because of the action of the central banks around the world, they didn't have a chance to clear or you know, get rid as much debt as we should have gotten rid of in the last financial collapse. So there are definitely concerns, but what are we looking at? And this is what I say, and we're going to talk about this later when we talk about the need to be long. The markets are here because of interest rates and because of central banks pumping money into the markets. Now people go, oh, that means you got to get out. Well, hold on a second. Well, I'm here to tell you that the central banks aren't going to stop this anytime soon. And like Dory and I were talking about, and I referenced this earlier in our conversation, Dory Monson and I were having a discussion yesterday about how there's risk to the upside. And this is where diversification comes in, right? This is why we have diversification. I had a client tell me the other day, you mean diversification? And I kind of laughed, but I said, look, I can take you back through 90 years of market history, and I can show you things that nobody predicted. And the only way you benefited from it or were protected from it is if you were properly diversified. And we take diversification to another level. We don't just use stocks and bonds. We think that that's an outdated method, and I can show you exactly why I think that. And we actually lay that case out in our new piece that you can call in and order, which is Guide to the Markets. Call us, ask for our Guide to the Markets, and we will get your information and we'll get you a copy of that. And the reason we're putting this out there is because I want to take the conjecture out of it. I want to show you exactly what's happening in the economy through charts, easy to understand charts that you can see. And then a section at the end and tells you what we're doing with our clients to protect them against these things. Because there's nothing more important than arming you with the truth. And if you're listening to the financial media especially, they're cheerleading sections. One's arguing that everything's going to go up to infinity. The other one's arguing that the world's going to end tomorrow. And like I said, as an adult, we know that the truth lies somewhere in the middle. So call us at 866-779-RISK and ask for our new Guide to the Markets. And, you know, the subtitle is What's Really Happening in the Economy and How to Invest Accordingly. And like I said, it's just not a lot of stuff, but just a nice piece that I think every investor could benefit from, whether or not they invest with us or not. But call and get that piece. I think it's a lot of valuable information. You can pass it around to family and friends, whatever, but it's just good to be armed with the information at hand. The other thing is if you want a risk review, do what Dory did. And Dory talks about it on his show all the time. Give us a call. Just give us a call. We're not going to twist your arm or, you know, cast a spell on you. We're just going to go over your current investment portfolio and discuss, you know, the strengths, the weaknesses, the drawbacks, and how we could do it differently. And again, remember, our focus is always about risk management. So I haven't run into a client yet where we couldn't substantially lower their fees, lower their exposure to risk, and also increase their upside. That's the definition of risk management. Okay, it's no special sauce. We're not putting in some crazy stocks or anything like that. Using mutual funds and ETFs like everybody else, but just changing the way that the portfolio is structured, getting bonds out of the portfolio and replacing them with things that are safer than bonds and make more money. And believe it or not, it's very easy to do. There's tons of things out there that act as bond replacements that are actually safer than bonds. So there's no real downside to swapping them out of your portfolio. So again, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, and either ask for the guide to the markets that we're talking about or set up a free risk, complimentary risk review. We'll call you on the phone. You can chat with me and we'll go over your portfolio just like I did with Dory Monson. The other thing you can do is hop on knowyourriskradio.com. And we've got a sign up there for our event that's happening April 29th in Bellevue. We're doing a seminar about the myths, the truths, and how to invest accordingly about the market. So we're going to be, the whole theme of this thing is how to, you know, risk management. We're going to show you our risk management approach, and we're going to address common misconceptions that most investors have and how it plays a role in your retirement. And Dory's going to be there. He's going to be the coordinator, and we're also going to have Steve Teitler there at Best Mortgage, and just some great information and information that I just learned from Steve, and it's why I'm starting to send clients to Steve. There's some new reverse mortgage products out there that are mind-blowing, and it really changed my perception of these tools. And I think everybody could benefit from hearing about it, even if it doesn't work for you. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing, and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
At this workshop, you're going to see what my wife and I have learned as clients of Bulwark Capital. Learn the advantages of all these tools you should be thinking about. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and the truth. Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. And for those of you that joined us in the last segment, there's one other thing that I forgot. We were talking about the biggest risks in the market. And the one thing we didn't talk about, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, but geopolitical tensions. Now, we all know about what's going on in Syria, and I'm not going to sit here and bore you. And you know, we were just talking about Dory Monson and how he's endorsed the firm and he's a client. And you can hear Dory talk about this stuff, and he'll probably talk about it more eloquently than I will. And I don't want to get sidetracked. But the reason that's important is because as geopolitical tensions rise, trade always contracts, right? People get nervous. Less goods start going back and forth between borders. It's just a typical reaction. But and usually that doesn't, you know, these things ebb and flow, and we don't want to panic. Again, this plays into the valuation side of things, though. When we see valuations at all-time highs like this, and you see this many storm clouds on the horizon, again, doesn't mean anything's imminent. Or like my grandfather said, just because something's inevitable doesn't mean it's imminent. And I love that axiom. That axiom has saved me a lot of money. But it does mean it's something we should consider. And it does mean that we should batten down the hatches and make sure we're not overly exposed. And this is where the risk reviews come in. Just making sure you understand the real risk in your portfolio. So, but I want to get right into this other risk. And this goes right in along with the conversation we were having, the need to be long. I talked to so many smart people that are educated, you know, investors that do their homework. Like I said, especially the KTTH callers. But I talked to way too many that are underinvested. Now, again, there isn't a static recommendation, and this fits right into our risk management model. Everybody's different. Everybody's life is different. I don't care if you have the exact same size of retirement assets and you're the exact same age as somebody else. Where do you live? What are your plans in retirement? How many grandkids do you have? Do you want to fund their school? How often do you want to travel? What type of expenses do you expect on a monthly basis? Are you single or are you married? You know, all these things change. And I hate how, you know, when I was at AG Edwards and Wells Fargo Advisors and Russell Investments and all the different firms that I've worked for, I hated how they put investors in boxes because everybody's life is completely different. You are more than just the number of assets you've got and your age. But having said that, there is a need to be long. You need to have some exposure to the upside in markets. You need to own some stocks, preferably. Again, not for everybody. I'm talking about the average investor. But this is where the risk management side of it comes in, okay? This is where we tell you how much risk you should be exposed to. But the reason you need to be long, like we talked about in the previous segment, is it is no mystery why markets are where they're at. Central banks around the world are determined to keep asset prices this high, and the reason for it is they believe higher asset prices equals a good economy. And they are deathly afraid of asset prices dropping, price of goods dropping, and companies going into bankruptcy and setting off a domino of debt, right? Just, that's the way it happens. One company defaults, and they can't pay their bills to the other company, so that company defaults, and boom, 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 the dominoes start falling, and that's what you saw happen in 2008. And central banks around the world are determined not to let that happen. And a lot of people say, oh, they're going to fail. You know what? Eventually, they probably will. But when you're talking about the guys that actually create money, literally push buttons and create hundreds of billions of dollars at the push of a button, you should not underestimate their ability to keep asset prices up and to keep them going up, right? And, you know, I've heard it. I've heard the bears talking about this for the last 5 years. And the one thing they've done, the one big mistake they've done is underestimated central banks' ability to push liquidity into the markets and force asset prices higher. But again, this is part of the conversation I was having with Dory again yesterday, and I don't mean to keep referencing him, but he's just been a great example because he asked so many great questions. And I said, look, Dory, when we're talking about investing, the goal shouldn't be to nail, you know, to hit it on the head every single time and time it perfectly and set our portfolio up perfectly. And why? Because it never happens. Because nobody knows what's going to happen. There is nobody out there with a crystal ball. Trust me. The amount of time I spend every single week reading and researching markets and listening to the best minds and book, it's astonishing, and most people are shocked when they hear. I probably spend, you know, more than 30 to 40 hours a week simply researching. You've got to do that when you manage money, and I'm not saying that to brag. That's part of the game, in my opinion. But no one knows what's going to happen, and that's where diversification comes in. And you do not set things up on a binary fashion based on things you think are going to happen in the markets. You wait till those things happen, and then you do what we call overweight sections, right? So if there's something good that's going to happen or something bad that's going to happen, we dial back the risk, we wait for the situation to happen, and once it does, we'll push in that direction. Doesn't mean we're buying and selling all the time. It just means maybe we'll move a little money from this one segment over here to over there. But the biggest things that we want to avoid is loss, right? Staying in the game. We don't want to take the catastrophic losses. But the flip side of that is one of the ways to protect yourself is you've got to have some long exposure. I meet way too many investors that are sitting on gold, which is a good thing. I think everybody should have some gold in their portfolio. Again, depending on risk, but it's a generalization. But I talk to way too many people that are freaked out and just putting their money under a mattress, and they've missed out on way too many gains. There's ways to participate in the upside, guys, and have it fit into your portfolio and help you manage, you know, in a risk managed way. So anyway, we're running out of time here, but give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and ask for our new piece called The Guide to the Markets, What's Really Happening in the Economy and How to Invest Accordingly. Again, we're going to provide you with very easy to look charts. There's no conjecture. There's no opinion. Just going to be fact-based. So you're armed with the facts of what's really going on in the economy and what investors should be paying attention to. The other thing you can do is hop on knowyourriskradio.com and sign up for our workshop, our retirement workshop that's going to be hosted by Dory Monson on April 29th in Bellevue at 9:30 a.m. That's ticket sales are going fast and they're pretty cheap. I think they're $10 a piece. So, and seriously, I'm not just saying that. They're going pretty quick. So call and get a call and reserve those or go on the, you can just buy the tickets on the website at knowyourriskradio.com. So anyway, give us a call, ask for the guide to the markets or set up a risk review where we compare your portfolio to what we would do at 866-779-RISK or go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. Anyway, we got to run. Thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing, and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
At this workshop, you're going to see what my wife and I have learned as clients of Bulwark Capital. Learn the advantages of all these tools you should be thinking about. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and the truth. Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Thanks for joining us and welcome back to the show. This is Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. And we've got a special guest here, a man that I've come to refer fondly to as the voice of Seattle, Mr. Dory Monson. Dory, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zach.
We wanted to have you. You know, I think a lot of the listeners on air, at least, have heard about you joining the firm as a client now and also sponsoring us, and we appreciate that. And just want to take some time to go over. I thought it'd be interesting if people could hear, you know, what made you choose us and, you know, what you're excited about. And, you know, something that you focused on that honestly we hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about was the convenience aspect of
things. Yeah, you guys made it really easy. So, and the reason I came aboard is because I do see what's going on with market valuations. I think the market is at really, really high levels, and that makes me nervous as I get closer to retirement because, you know, if there was a 40, 50, 60% correction, that really hurts. I mean, You can bounce through that if you're 25 years away from retirement. But if you're getting close to retirement, that could just be a crushing blow. So I just love talking with you. You know, we talked by phone. You and I talked at my home. You came to my home, which I know you do for all of your new clients, if that's what they want. And so you talked to me about reducing my risk, getting great results. But also you do. You make it really easy. And we enjoyed talking at my house, but I know you can do it by video with your prospective clients. You just have a lot of great ways to make it easy for them to switch over to you guys.
Yeah, and you and I have spent a lot of time talking about this. The industry has fundamentally changed, and we started realizing that when I was still at some of the big firms. You know, I started my career off with AG Edwards and Wells Fargo Advisors, and what we started to notice is we had these big expensive offices that nobody wanted to come to. Nobody wanted to fight traffic after work. Nobody wanted to miss the kids' T-ball game to come talk to their financial advisor, which always kind of makes me a little bit sad, but that's okay.
Maybe if you started playing T-ball, well, come and watch you do that.
Yeah, well, I was, but then they caught the whole age thing. The gray hair gave me away.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, so we decided to have a different, when we started Bulwark, we wanted to do it on a different, you know, a different design. And we have small offices in Gig Harbor and Silverdale, but most people from Seattle aren't going to drive to Silverdale or Gig Harbor after work. But the whole idea was to have more of a mobile platform, meaning that we can come to the clients. We can make it easier for you. We can do our quarterly or annual reviews at your home or your office. We can do it, like you said, on video chat, which increasingly more clients are choosing to do. We're also one of the very few firms around here that has DocuSign. So you don't have to worry about getting your stamps and sending stuff back and scanning it and all that kind of stuff. We can literally put together an entire portfolio, move all of your stuff, consolidate it, get it situated the way that we've decided with you that is, you know, the best for you without you leaving your couch.
Well, and the thing I love about the portfolio is, you know, you explained it to me, and what attracted me to you guys and Bulwark was you're not just chasing fads. You have just a solid plan for people to lower their risk, which, again, crucial for me, and I think it should be crucial to everybody in these times, to lower risk while still getting great returns. And once you explained to me how you were going to do that for my family, it made the decision really easy.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that. And as it relates to chasing fads, You and I, again, have talked about this at great length. I don't think people, especially not the financial industry, has paid attention to the way things have changed. Whenever we sit in front of clients and I tell them, hey, do you think you would have made more money over the last 19 years being invested in stocks or bonds? You know, what do you think most clients tell me?
Probably stocks.
Right. Do you realize over the last 19 years, now 19 years is a pretty big sample set, right? We're not talking 3 years.
Yeah.
You would have made more money in general investing in bonds. And the only reason for that is because of the crashes.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody pays attention to what that downside does to you. So, you know, we've gone and we've showed you and, you know, we've proved this analytically that if you can limit the damage on the downside during these, you know, big, nasty downturns, that can be one of the greatest advantages you have to building wealth toward retirement. You lose less, you make more, right? It's penny saved, penny earned. And so that's the approach we've taken, is saying, hey, how can we limit risk without limiting upside? And at the same time, if possible, can we reduce cost? Again, same principle, penny saved, penny earned. One of the easiest ways to increase the cost or effectiveness or performance of your investments is to limit the cost.
Yeah, right? And I love how efficient you guys are. And I know that this is kind of a tough message when the market's been roaring the last few months. But, you know, and you and I have talked about the Warren Buffett principle where, you know, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. And right now, I think people are greedy, and that's why. But I'm a contrarian by nature.
Right.
I think when everybody else is greedy and chasing, you know, this phantom valuation, that's when we need to be the most cautious. And yet you're still giving me a lot of upside market potential with what you've put together for me.
Well, and I think that's the key, right? Because we don't want to time markets. Nobody knows where they're going. But when we see markets that are at all-time highs and all-time high valuations that only can be compared to, you know, the height of the tech boom in 99 and, God forbid, the height of the roaring 20s in 1929, when you see those dynamics in play, you sit there and go, you know, how is it that we can position our clients so if things keep going and it's all great and, you know, everything's awesome,
yeah,
that they can continue to make money, right? We're not advocating pulling out of the market and sticking it under a mattress.
And look, I'm an example where I had just done the same thing for about 20 years, but Zach showed me how easy it is to switch some of my stuff over to him. I love how efficient you guys are with fees. I love your strategy, especially in these times. So I'm living proof that, you know, I think everybody listening should give you a call.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, and I don't think they would either. I appreciate the confidence, and you know, one of the things that we discussed, as a matter of fact, the first time we were together at that financial seminar, we manage all aspects of financial portfolios, so stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, the whole shoot and match. But one of the easiest things that we've done over the last 3 years that has improved our clients' returns, has lowered their costs, and has improved their exposure to risk, so they're exposed to less downside, is looking at the interest rate situation, right? Most clients, either because they haven't, you know, they don't do this for a living, or their financial advisors haven't told them, or maybe their financial advisors don't know, is the whole bond aspect. Everybody's focused so myopically on the stock side of things,
mm-hmm.
but the bond side of things, right? When we've been taught, if we're thinking there's more risk, or if we want to get more safe in our investments, we go more into bonds, right? Well, most people don't understand that bonds aren't like stocks. They can't go up forever, right? Theoretically, stocks can.
Yeah.
They can go to the moon. Bonds are impacted by interest rates, almost solely impacted by interest rates. And that's been the beauty of the last 35 years. You know, we had those crazy interest rates in the 80s. They've been dropping for 35 straight years. That's why bonds have outperformed stocks over the last 19 years. They've been a great, safe investment. But interest rates have hit what level?
Zippo.
Right.
Zero.
Right. It's math. It's just math. There's no room left. We're out of runway. Now, I'm not trying to predict a crash in bonds. But basically, if you look at bonds right now, you're paying a record price for them. Prices of bonds have never been higher. And you're also receiving a record low amount of interest off those bonds. So it's like somebody saying to you, hey, I want you to buy this from me at record prices. And as a kicker to you, I'll pay you less income off that investment than you've ever received.
Well, look, I've enjoyed learning as much as I have in our conversations, and appreciate you having me on the podcast again, Zach.
We got to get rolling. Thanks for joining us, and you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.